morning, everybody. Is everybody awake? Is everybody here? Not just physically, but mentally, spiritually. Are you here? Amen. Amen. God has been good. And no matter what we're going through, He's a help. It says He's an ever-present help in time of need.
Amen.
Amen. I found out personally this morning, He is an ever-present help in time of need.
Praise God.
Amen. Thank the Lord that every time we go to prayer, Melissa is able to get relief and get help. I know she still wants complete healing, but thank the Lord for those small steps, amen, that we are able to witness and see. All right. All hearts are clear, right? Nobody's holding back when God told them to say or do something, right? Okay. Okay, we're going to go to Acts, the third chapter this morning. Acts, the third chapter. Verse 1 says, "Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, 'Look on us.' And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, 'Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
amen,
rise up and walk.'" And we got to look at this picture a little bit and think about it. Look at this man who'd been lame from his mother's womb. In other words, he was born this way. Don't know how old he was. Don't know how long he'd been laying there at the gate. But he was in such a situation that he expected it as normal.
Sure.
Amen. He thought this was normal. This is the way it's always going to be. This is the way that I am. This is the way what I'm going to have to be like the rest of my life. And this is the mentality that a lot of people get, and we see it in our world today. We see that people get in such a fix. They get in such a desperate way. They get themselves into certain situations that the devil has them convinced that this is the way it is always going to be. This is the way I'm always going to be. This is the way my family is always going to be. This is the way my situation is going to be. This is the way my church is going to be. This is the way that it's never going to change.
Right.
And it's because they don't see anything bigger than the men around them. And so we see this man just laying here, probably wanting something better. More than likely, he probably looked at him and said, "I want to walk." But not but convinced in his own mind that it was never going to get any better. But you know, there's something bigger than men.
Right.
And that is God.
Amen.
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 But I'm sorry, I just lost my place. I apologize. Yes, okay. Well, I'm going back up. I'm sorry. He went to the temple. And what is the temple? It's a place of worship where people were supposed to know God. People were supposed to be in touch with God there. People were supposed to have a communication line with God. But yet he went there not asking for his situation to be changed, but just asking for some help just to limp along to the next handout. And saints, we can become so convinced about our own situation that we only look at the place where we are supposed to, where people are supposed to be with God, as just a way stop to get to the next handout. But saints, Peter and John were in touch with God, weren't they? They had a line with God. They knew what God could do. And if I can get any encouragement to you this morning, it is this, that when we come together, we have a communication line with God.
Yes.
We have an ability to pray. We have an ability to worship. We have an ability to seek God and to have His blessings here with us. Amen. This needs to be a place where people can come and not just expect a handout, but expect to find a way to have their life changed if they will accept Jesus. Many people look at the religious world around us, and they'll go to church, but it's just to have a religious form. And yes, they'll expect a handout here and a handout there, and maybe a little word of encouragement here or there, but they don't expect to ever see their life change. They don't ever expect to see their behaviors change. They don't ever expect to have victory in their life. And that is the fault of professing Christianity today, because they're not putting anything out other than that. And saints, we have to live a life of victory because we know Jesus. That way those that are laid at our gate can look on us and receive Jesus. Amen. This man had been lame for so long that he was convinced there was nothing better. And we live in a city. We live in a state. We live in a country. We live in a world where people are in such conditions for so long, and they look upon the professing world around us and they say, it will never be any better. I could never change. I could never have a better life. I could never get my prayers answered. I could never see my family healed. I could never see my marriage healed. I could never see my addictions broken, because all they see is people being the same as before they went to church. But we're not peddling church. We're not giving out church. Jesus is what we have. Man, he just wanted silver and gold. He wanted something physical. He wanted something that perished. He wanted something that would just get him along. But we have something eternal to give. We have something eternal to hand out, and that is Jesus Christ. Many are the same as this man, as we already said. And I want to stir our thinking this morning. We say we know Jesus. We say that we have a relationship with Jesus. We say, oh, we preach the Bible. We preach Jesus. But let me ask you this. Is this Jesus that we're preaching, this Jesus that we're living, this Jesus we say that we know, is it making a difference in our lives? Amen. Is it stirring something within us that we can offer it to others, and knowing that if they accept it, it will make a difference in their lives too? Amen. Many have lived in defeat. Many have lived lives that are subpar to the gospel for so long that they think that that is the way that it will always be. Many have convinced themselves that their religion is the best it can ever be. Just be religious and go to church. But that's not Jesus. Come on, that's not Jesus. They've been told that they can't do any better. They've been told they can't live any better. They've been told that their situation can't change. But this is not the truth. Amen. Amen. This is not the truth.
Amen.
Jesus brings victory. Amen. God has something better for us than living lives of defeat. God has something better for us than always living subpar to what we can. God has something better for us than feckless religion or useless, empty religion. And I hope you're getting this morning. God has something better for us than that. He has Jesus Christ. Amen. We live in a time when there is much religion of many different kinds. Our culture has accepted and embraced heathenistic, humanistic religions. Our Christians, so-called, in our land today live lives of debauchery and hypocrisy and sinfulness. And they expect people to look at us and say, oh, there's help. But let me tell you, there's no hope and no help without Jesus.
Amen.
And this is where our responsibility lies. is that we are living lives in which we can look on others and say, look on us. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto you. And that would be Jesus Christ. One saints, well, I know we want to see our families saved. We want to see our co-workers saved. We want to see our friends saved. We want to see lives changed. Come on, but we've got to be able to see that change in ourselves first. If we aren't living how we should be, come on, if we don't have the victory that's promised to us, then how can we tell others, look on us. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I unto thee. Come on. God help us to realize that Peter and John weren't pointing people to their religion. They weren't pointing people to themselves. They were pointing people to Jesus Christ.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Many live subpar lives. Like I said, they live lives of defeat. They live lives of always being beaten down by the same thing over and over again. No victory and no triumph over things that they should have victory and triumph over. But yet they go to church. They go to church Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, but living the same old life. Same old life again and again. Telling the same old lies. Treating people the same old way. Cheating again. Come on. Jesus didn't come for us to continue living
Amen. In
lives of defeat
yes.
and lowness. Amen.
Amen.
God designed us for something better than that.
Thank
Amen. Amen. His plan of salvation was designed for something greater than that. Matthew, the 12th chapter. Saints, we have a responsibility. And I know we want to grow. I know we want to fill the church. But we've got to make sure that we have something like Peter and John that we can say, look on us. Come on. Jesus can bring you victory. Jesus can give you help. Jesus can break that chain that you're bound with. Jesus can do all these things for you. Look what he's done for me. Matthew, the 12th chapter and verse 18 says, Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom my soul is well pleased, I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. Come on. Now, we always think of judgment as somebody standing behind the pulpit and saying, you shouldn't do, you shouldn't do, you shouldn't do. But judgment is when you look at something and you make a decision on whether it's good, whether it's right, or whether you should work with it or whether you should discard it. And as Jesus looks on our lives and as Jesus works with us, he makes judgments about our lives. And he helps us to make judgments about our lives. And that judgment is whether we should continue on in something or whether we should put that practice aside. And that judgment that Christ is bringing into our lives will give us victory if we abide by it. I know that that word sometimes is misused, but think about it in the way of a courtroom. If the judge gives a judgment, then the parties are bound to live by the judgment that the judge gives. If the judge says, the judgment is that you owe this person $500 for the damage you did to their property, then the judgment is that you have to pay the $500 to that person. And as God looks on us and Jesus looks on us and they look at our lives and they look at us and they work with us and they talk with us, they bring judgment into our lives. And he says, now look, if you want to be pleasing to me and you want to live in obedience to me, then this practice needs to go. Or you need to put this practice into your life. That's what he's doing by showing judgment to us. He shall not strive nor cry, neither shall any man hear his voice in the streets. He's not a rioter and he's not a beater. The Holy Ghost is a gentleman. He works with us. He teaches us. He instructs us. A bruised reed shall he not break, and a smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth judgment unto what? Victory. Now, as that judgment comes into our lives, and we learn about things that we should or shouldn't be doing, or how we should or shouldn't be living, or the attitudes we should or shouldn't have, or the concepts that we should or shouldn't take on,
right.
He is teaching us. Amen. And he's bringing us to a place of victory in our lives. Just as when he dealt with you when you weren't saved, and he sent conviction to you, and he worked with you, and he drew you to himself until you came to the place of repentance. And where that, when that place of repentance took place, when you came to that place of repentance and it took place, you made some changes in your life. You quit doing the things that you knew were wrong, and God gave you victory over the sin in your life. Amen. But it doesn't stop there. As God works with you, He still is cleansing you by the washing of the water of the, by the Word. Amen. The Bible tells us He's like a fuller soap, and He's working with us, and He's cleaning off the rough edges, and He's like the refiner. He says He refines the sons of Levi, where He's scraping the dross off. It is important that we learn to take the instruction that He gives us so that we can have victory in our lives, and we can point others to Jesus, knowing that if they obey Him and follow Him in the same way that we do, that they can have victory also.
Amen.
This is important. And I know I'm bringing it a little slow this morning because I want it to go home to your mind and your heart. Taking the instruction and the correction and the whatever you want to call it from Jesus, following His word, will bring victory to you in your life, and you can live in victory.
Amen.
Then, after you have experienced that, you can testify like John and Peter and say, look, we don't have material goods. We don't have things that perish. We don't have these things that we can just hand out to you. Hey, but we've got something a lot better.
Yes. Amen.
We've got victory through Jesus.
Amen.
That we can show you. Amen. We can give you, and you can have the victory too in your life.
Amen.
God didn't design humans for useless religion.
Amen.
He didn't design us to always live in defeat.
Yes.
Amen. And always be beat by the things that we're facing. There is victory and triumph through Jesus. Excuse me. I believe a lot of times we convince ourselves and we just call it, I'm going through a trial. Well, sometimes we're not going through a trial. We're just not listening. We're just not obeying. We're just not bringing ourselves into subjection to the teaching that Jesus would bring us into so that we can have victory. Now, I'm not saying that we don't go through trials, because sometimes we do. And sometimes the trials are severe. And sometimes there's more than one thing to be learned through the trial.
Right.
But if we want victory, we're going to have to let that judgment that Christ would bring upon us and into our lives so that we can have the victory. Amen. We don't have to just keep limping along from one handout to the next and just barely surviving. Barely hanging in there, barely making it. We can have victory. Nowhere in the Bible do we see Jesus telling people that they had to continue in their defeat and in their sin. We actually see the opposite.
That's right.
When people came to Jesus, He granted them victory. He granted them triumph. Amen, He did. What did He tell the woman taken in adultery?
Go and sin no more.
He didn't say, well, you just can't help yourself. You're just going to keep on doing it. You you got to learn to live with it. No, He said, go and sin no more. He granted her, He told her, there's victory through Jesus Christ. When God gives us, I want to make sure I hit this point before I go on the next one. I'm sorry. With victory comes responsibility. Amen. Now, a lot of people like to live in defeat so that they feel like they aren't responsible for anything. Well, I just can't help myself. I just can't do any better. I just can't do this. I just can't do that. Well, that's the weak way out. But with Jesus' help, God's help, you can live in victory. But with victory comes a responsibility.
Amen.
When God gives us victory over things, we have the responsibility to live in that victory and to keep it.
Amen.
Amen. Now, when we are excuse makers and when we always want to blame everybody else for our own problems, we won't keep victory that God gives to us. Victory comes through Christ's judgments or instructions in our lives.
That's right.
Come on. I can get the victory over something, but if I go back to the idea that it's not my fault and that everybody else should be this and everybody else should be that, or I just can't help myself, I'm not going to keep the victory. I'm going to fall back into those things that I shouldn't be. God will help us, and God will give us victory if we want it. But what we must have is the attitude and the gumption or the guts to keep the victory. Amen. Responsibility comes with victory. Why? Because God wants us to be able to point others to Jesus Christ. If I am an alcoholic and God gives me victory and I go back and I say, well, you know, it's my mom and dad's fault I'm an alcoholic. My dad was one, so I just have to be one. Or it's the guys at work, you know, they're always asking me out to the bar. I just can't help myself. The victory that God gave me over that, I'm just going to let it go and let it go by the wayside because I'm back to blaming everybody else. Come on, if I'm a gossip and I'm a backbiter and I'm a rumor monger and God gives me the victory over that and I start giving back into it, I start going and I start, you know, talking about this one, I start talking about that one, I got to have the latest juicy news about everybody. Come on, I've given up my victory. Come on, when God gives us victory, we have responsibility to keep it. And we can through the power of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. We can through the power of Christ. Amen. Why are we responsible for our victory? Because we have a job to point others to Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. Well, Peter and John had some things to overcome, didn't they? We read about Peter quite a bit. How he had to get some victory over some things. Remember when he denied Christ? Remember when he was pointing the finger and saying, well, what about these disciples? What are you going to do about them? And all the other things that Peter did. Come on, he had to get some victory over some stuff. But then he was responsible for keeping that victory because he had a job that needed to be done. Amen. Come on, if I'm a liar and God gives me victory, I can point other liars to Christ, can't I? And say, look, I got victory through Jesus. Come on, if I'm a thief and Christ saves me and I'm able to break that bondage, I can point others, right, to Jesus and say, look, what Jesus can do for you. But if I go back to what I was doing before, how can I say Jesus gave me victory? How can I point others with the same problem to Jesus, amen, and say Jesus gave me victory? I can't, can I? This is why it's important that we point people to Jesus, and this is also why it's important that when God gives us victory, amen, that we keep it.
Amen.
Amen. John 1. John, the first chapter. It's easy for us as humans to always blame everybody else. It's always easy for us to make excuse. But you know what? John 1 and 12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them which believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
That's right.
There is power for us to live the way God would have us to live. There is power for us to live the way that God would have us to live.
Amen.
Amen. It doesn't mean from time to time that we aren't going to have to put some effort into it. Maybe we're going to have to struggle through some things, but he will give us power to do it.
Amen.
Amen. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee.
Amen.
He said, he's not going to just dump us off to the side and say, oh, well, you're on your own. No, he will help us every step of the way. But we have to want victory. We have to want to keep victory. And we have to put forth the effort into getting it accomplished.
Amen.
When our victory just doesn't come through our own will. Because there are people in this world that want victory so bad that they will pay money. There are people in this world that want victory over certain things so bad, they will go spend months in a rehab center. Come on, they'll give up their job and their family to go spend months in a rehab center. There are people in this world that want victory so bad, they'll move halfway around the world thinking they can find it somewhere else. It comes through Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Amen. He won't force it on us. It's our choice whether we accept it or not.
Amen.
It all depends on how badly we want it, is if we'll accept Him or not. Saints, we have victory through Jesus. Amen. But here is where we can fall down, is when we don't keep it, is when we live a religious life and don't live a victorious life.
Sure.
Now, there's a difference.
Amen.
There's a difference between having religion and having victory.
Yes.
Jesus came for something different than religion. There was already lots of religion in the world. There was already plenty of religious ideas and religious thoughts and religious people. In fact, religious ones were the ones that crucified Jesus. There's a difference. Jesus came to grant us victory and that we can live in victory and triumph. Luke 20. We have to be able to allow Jesus to give us, I'm trying to think of another word besides judgments in our life, instructions. He's got to be able to criticize our lives. And I know we don't like that word either. He has to be able to look at us, and we have to be able to take what He tells us.
Yes.
If something's good or something's bad.
That's right.
And then we have to be able to bring ourselves to the place that we do the changing that He wants us to do.
Right.
Luke 20 and 17 says, "And He beheld them and said, what is this then that is written? The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. Whosoever shall fall upon that stone shall be broken." If we allow God, amen, to be what we fall on and be broken, there will be victory in our lives.
Yes, amen.
Amen. If we have the ability to let God work with us and listen to Him and follow His instruction, come on, we'll have victory. It says, "But on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder." We have a choice on whether we allow the rock to fall on us or whether we fall on the rock. That is our choice. If there is something in our land today that has been the greatest detriment to our culture, to our society, to people in general, it is a false religious hope.
Yes.
That I can do and live and act and say any way that I want and still make it to heaven and have God's blessings in my life. But Jesus is telling us something different.
Amen.
Here. Amen. We shouldn't just want to settle for living in defeat, for just living a simple religious life, but we should desire the victory that Jesus has for us. Amen. We should desire for those things that we battle and battle and battle to finally get the victory and keep the victory over. We should have that desire. We should have the desire that we would do something about the instruction that Jesus would give us. What are we settling for? What are we settling for? That's the question that we should start ourselves with. Do we just want another handout just to limp along and make it to the next handout? Or do we want complete victory? Saints, I know there are times when we will have to fight for some victory. Amen. There are times we're going to have to. Why? Because the devil doesn't want you living in victory. And he's going to oppose you.
Amen.
And then sometimes it's not the devil, it's yourself.
That's right. Preach it. Amen.
I'll say that again. Sometimes it's not the devil, it's yourself.
Right.
It's the habits you've made. It's the things you've taken on. It's the ruts you've allowed yourself to get into that you have to overcome and get yourself out of.
Amen.
To get the victory. Amen.
Amen.
And so, not every victory is going to be easy, but it is attainable.
Amen.
Because if we follow the instruction that Jesus gave us, we can have the victory.
Amen.
Now the next question is, are we willing to accept what Jesus tells us? Are we willing to accept the judgments that come into our life? Are we willing to accept the criticisms? And don't take it as a negative, but there is positive and there's negative criticisms that Jesus would put upon us. The things that God would show us. The shortcomings that we see that we need to shore up on. Are we willing to accept and work on those things that God would have for us to work on? If so, we can have victory. We can have victory. Amen. I, like you, would love to see the building full. I would love to see your families here. I would love to see your co-workers here,
yes,
as well as mine.
Yes.
But we have to have something to point them to.
Amen.
Amen. Because you can just get religion at any corner.
Sure.
But you just can't get victory anywhere.
Amen.
It only comes through Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Amen. And we have to be able to hold up Jesus. The Bible says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me.
Right.
We have to be able to point people to Jesus Christ and say, there's your victory.
Yes.
There's your help. There's your deliverance. Amen. Right there through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's what I am wanting to see. That's what I want to see the testimonies of. That's what I want to see the families coming to, being drawn to, the co-workers drawn to, the neighbors drawn to, is Jesus Christ. Amen. As we live our lives day in and day out, God will help us if we want victory. If we want to make the changes. Come on. You know, if there's a marriage in trouble, it doesn't heal itself, does it? It takes some effort, doesn't it? The wife has to do something. The husband has to do something. There has to be some changes made. There has to be some acknowledging that something needs to change. And then there's some changing that has to be made. And it's the same with our walk with God. If we want it to work the way that it should work, we have to be willing to acknowledge the changes that need to be made and then put forth the effort into making the changes that need to be made. But what are we willing to settle for? Victory or no victory? Our last scripture is in 1 Corinthians this morning. 1 Corinthians 15. 57 says, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. If you're working for it through Jesus Christ, it won't be in vain. Amen. You can have the victory that God would have for you in your life. Well, if you're struggling with something, keep working.
Amen.
Amen. Keep looking to Jesus. Follow the instruction that He gives you. Amen. Take the counsel that He gives you. Follow the Word. Go back to the Word. Follow exactly what the Word tells you to do. Amen. And you can have victory in your life. Amen. All right.